Saga Egmont presents Faraday, the Time-Travelling Dog, the Viking Queen, by Geoffrey Archer. Read by Dario Coates. To Agnes Kane. Prologue.
You are a magnificent monster, aren't you? Havelock Faraday said, staring up at the towering machine covered in gleaming white armor that stood before him. The old man was surrounded by scurrying technicians who were making the final adjustments to the object he was admiring, busily disconnecting charging cables and studying diagnostic readouts on screens dotted around the room.
The unit is nearly ready for launch, sir,
a timid-looking scientist reported as he approached, clearly reluctant to make eye contact with the old man.
Good, Havelock replied with a quick nod. Prepare the dimensional portal for immediate activation. You're quite certain it will be able to track the test subject through the planar boundary?
Yes, sir. Wherever that dog...
Test subject,
Havelock corrected him, glaring at the man.
Yes, of course. Wherever the, test subject may be, the seeker unit will be able to locate its unique quantum signature. It can track the target like a bloodhound, sir.
And is it capable of dealing with any resistance it might encounter when retrieving the test subject?
Yes, sir, the technician replied. It has a full set of defensive systems. Nothing will be able to get between the seeker and its target.
Good. Then begin the launch countdown,
Havelock said, walking over to a raised viewing platform as the last few technicians hurried to clear their equipment from the glowing pad beneath the vast machine. A few seconds later, the pad began to light up even more brightly as each second of the countdown began.
10, 9, 8, quantum field stabilizing. 7, 6, 5, test subject targeted. 4, 3, 2, time lock activated. 1, launch.
The room lit up with a blinding white light, and the machine disappeared from the launch pad with a zipping sound. Havelock allowed himself a small smile of satisfaction. Soon the test subject would be back in his control, and with it, the power to control this and every other universe. Chapter 1. Whose idea was this in the first place? Harry asked with a sigh, looking up at the banner that hung above his head. The Vikings, a voyage through time. The museum atrium surrounding them was filled with an assortment of displays depicting the lifestyle and traditions of the ancient Norse warriors, all publicizing the museum's latest and most exciting exhibition.
Oh, stop complaining, Sophia said, rolling her eyes. If you actually stopped mourning and paid attention for more than a second, you might learn something.
Yeah,
Alex said, as he studied a mannequin wearing a suit of elaborately decorated Viking armor and wielding a vicious-looking double-bladed axe.
These guys were cool. I mean, come on, just look at the size of that axe. It's nearly as big as the one my character uses in Blood Axe Marauders.
I find it hard to believe that such an enormous weapon would actually be practical in a real combat scenario,
Jack said, pushing his glasses up onto the bridge of his nose as he studied the enormous, curved blade that was covered in decorative engravings.
Faraday seems just as intrigued by him as you are,
Vivi said with a grin, looking down at the shaggy dog who was sat on the floor beside Jack, staring up at the Viking mannequin with a slightly puzzled expression. Faraday watched the strange man with the axe carefully.
He smelt funny and could stand unnaturally still.
He was therefore not to be trusted.
Excuse me,
a harassed-looking security guard said as he hurried towards them.
Dogs are not allowed in here, I'm afraid. I'm going to have to ask you to take that animal outside.
It's okay, Harry said, stepping forward and intercepting the advancing guard while reaching into his pocket. He whipped out an official-looking laminate card and quickly waved it around in front of the slightly confused man's face.
He's our emotional support dog. He's allowed to come anywhere with us.